Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Oh, sure. My name is Mark Churla. And I am the executive director of operations and maintenance for Boucher Contracting.
Okay. There we go.
And I've been with them for 5 years.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. So you've been with Boucher for 5 years. Have you been in the community longer?
I have been in the community with, I've worked for some of the larger operators.
Okay.
And I have been around the area, okay. But not stayed in the area.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fly in, fly out kind
That's
of deal.
That's right. Correct.
Invested, yeah. You've invested a lot of time over the years in the community.
Correct.
Okay. So where do you originally come from? Where's home for you?
Big city of Fernie, BC.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're from BC and you're from Fernie, I have to assume you've spent time on the mountain.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Skier, snowboarder, which one?
Skiing, lots of snowmobiling.
Okay.
Fishing, hunting, all of that fine stuff.
Okay, yeah. So what was that like growing up out there?
It was quiet. It was a quiet place back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah. There was not much going on. The ski hill was running, but it wasn't super busy as it is now. Like,
right.
It's crazy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was the population that you grew up in, roughly?
It would have been around just under 3,000 people back then.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So very small community.
Yeah.
So what brought your parents out there? Is like, are they generationally out there, or did they move there?
My mother was generationally there. My father was from Crow's Nest Pass.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what was the industry out there?
It was mining and logging.
Really?
Yeah.
See, this is something like I think about Fernie and I just think about snowboarding.
Right.
And like the hill. So mining and logging. What are they mining for? Coal, I have
to coal. Assume? Mostly it was coal, yeah. There's about four or five mines out there right now.
Okay. So, yeah. So there is a bit of industry out there that you could have seen and then translated that information over here.
Yeah.
So growing up in Fernie, what did you have to go and leave at some point to like look for work opportunities? What did you think the industry that best suited you was leaving that community?
Well, I got into the food service industry at first.
Okay.
Yeah, because when I was living in Fernie, again, the jobs were hit and miss, depended on the economies.
Right.
And so when the economy was down, you had to find other sources of work. So I worked in the restaurants or in the bars, and then I figured I knew something about that. So I went in and did that for a while.
Okay.
And found out that wasn't very lucrative.
Right, right.
For me, anyhow.
Yeah.
And so then I got into, went in just west of Edmonton.
Okay.
Worked in a mine there, and then from there I got into oil and gas industry.
Because it
did tie together.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And so as far as the oil and gas industry, like you said, you have worked and come up to Fort McMurray, but I find it fascinating because I think a lot of people that do work in Fort McMurray don't think about the opportunities to work anywhere else.
Right.
So what was working in oil and gas just outside of Fort McMurray like?
Well, it was good. I worked, I did a lot of work in southern Alberta around the Medicine Hat area.
Okay.
Yeah. Worked in on Suffield.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Got into consulting. So which was basically managing all of the programs out there.
Right.
That was a great opportunity for me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's a lot of opportunity. But in Fort McMurray, when you have such an abundance of opportunity here, mm-hmm. it's really hard to think outside of the box, right? And
correct.
Go do something different.
Correct.
And for me, it was just a matter of finding a path to take. Because mm-hmm. When I did, I ended up moving to Medicine Hat. And I got married.
Yeah.
And then I really needed to figure out what I was going to do, right?
So yeah, you officially became an adult.
Had to find something serious, right?
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Well, listen, I have a question for you, but before we get there, we're going to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we're back. Okay, so talking about an adult and figuring it out. Now, I'd like to say you're an adult. You have what I like to call in your beard wisdom, just like me. That's a little bit of gray hairs. So throughout your journey, like, you're at a stage in your life where you get to pick and choose what you want to do. But you find yourself here in Fort McMurray with an incredible organization, Goucher. Mm-hmm. What about this organization, like, have you decided, like, hey, this is where I want to be?
Well, I think it's the first off, in my past, I've always worked for a lot of companies, but never one like this company where you get treated so well. I mean, it's real. You know who you're talking to. You can talk to anybody here, from the ownership to wherever. We're a total team. Mm-hmm. It's a big change for me.
Right.
When I first started in the oil gas industry, I thought everything was a bit of a war, and you had to fight and compete to get what you needed.
Right.
Here, we just work together.
Right. Right.
We support each other. We do everything. That's a huge change for me. So mm-hmm. that's what I love the most about this company.
That's awesome. Yeah. That is rare. I grew up here in Fort McMurray, and I worked in oil and gas until I started my own company. And it is one of those things where it is a competitive industry. And sometimes I was blessed that I had an amazing employer prior to starting this, that it was a teamwork environment. But that is definitely not always the case.
Right.
Especially in this industry.
A lot of people try to step over others, right?
That's right.
Where you go.
That's right.
A little different here. We all help. We're basically pulling people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So.
So before we started filming, you mentioned you have some children. How many kids?
I have a 25-year-old daughter and a 21-year-old son.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so at 21, is your son in school, finished school, decided not to go to school?
He's on his last month of university. He's at U of Vic, and he's taking computer sciences.
Okay. And so is that something, like, I have a younger brother who is into the tech world. Did you kind of push him in there because you felt when he was a child, like, hey, I see a lot of this, or he's, no, mom, dad, this is what I'm going to do?
Yeah, no, he did research. He okay. did some research, and he looked at what the future would look like.
Right.
And when he looked at the industry that he wants to get into, mm-hmm. they had the longevity and the most hits. He looked in this program, the 50 positions that would probably be the most attractive
right.
in 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And 27 of them fell in his category. So
okay.
that's how he selected that.
What a smart kid. Jeez.
Yeah. I don't know whose kid he is, really.
Yeah.
But, and the other thing is that he's a very technical individual to start with, so
right.
it was a field that fit for him, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
No. And what about your daughter, so you don't get in trouble?
Oh, my daughter, she's fantastic. She has a degree in communications,
okay.
But she's not in her field right now. She's actually a lead at a financial institution, doing quite well. It's a startup
awesome.
Institution. She
nice.
Got in right off the bat. Again, there was when she was looking for work in her field, there was nothing there.
Right.
But she transitioned. So, yeah.
Well, the one cool thing about school, and like this is what I tell most, like before COVID, I used to speak at Keanu College in person and at Father Mercury High School to kids about future work endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
And because I do something that doesn't necessarily require traditional education. I think some of the kids, when I show up, think I'm going to be the guy who's just like, oh, you don't need to go to school or whatever. And that's furthest from the case. I'm just like, listen, going to post-secondary in one way, shape, or form could be beneficial.
Right.
You may not use what you learned in post-secondary, but there are certain tools that you will gain there that are going to help you in any career path that you may go in down the future. So just because you go for communications, you learn some stuff and you pick some Absolutely. Experiences up that you can transfer into other fields for sure.
Yeah, and you're more articulate.
Yeah.
You for me, my role is in leadership. Mm-hmm. And I really wish I would have focused on that early in my career.
Yeah.
I picked up as I went along.
Yeah.
And you miss a lot.
Right.
A lot of opportunity. Had I had that formal training at the beginning, mm-hmm. would have really solved a lot of issues for me.
Yeah.
Probably made my progression a little easier than it is today.
Yeah. Right. It's one of, I've been blessed with the gift of gab, so I know how to chat. But it's something that, like, in school, I kind of identified really early. I'm like, no matter what career path I want to go in, if I can communicate appropriately, I think it's going to make my life easier.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, like, I really, like, double down on, like, taking courses in communication and reading books on, like, how to improve a skill set that I already had.
Right.
And, yeah, it has been beneficial, but, like, they don't tell you that in high school.
No, they don't. Yeah,
they don't tell you that in high school.
Well, no. There's a lot of things they don't tell you in high school.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Would have been beneficial.
You wonder why your parents are yelling at you all the time, because they know.
That's right. That's right. Well, listen, my man, Tanner gave me the sign that we are out of time now.
Great.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Who am I going to plug? I'm going to plug my wife.
Beautiful. Best plug woman. Ever. There you go. Awesome. Well, listen, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Kerry from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.